Hey friends, yesterday when we were talking about Joseph, we ended in kind of an intense moment. So Joseph had caught Benjamin with the silver cup in his sack. And Benjamin, of course, was the son that Jacob did not want to lose because he loved him like he loved Joseph. And he had already lost Joseph once. It broke his heart. He refused to be comforted. Do you remember that from last week? And if he lost Benjamin again, he couldn't do it. And this whole thing was obviously on the hearts of all the brothers. They thought they were being punished by God. It didn't take them long to connect the dots that, boy, this has something to do with what we did to Joseph so many years ago. And they remembered how much pain they inflicted on their father. They saw it every day. And they didn't want to go back to that place. And so the brothers are brought back to Joseph after Benjamin is caught with the silver cup in his sack. And remember the name of the brother who stepped forward and said, "I'll take his place." It was Judah. And Judah, he steps in front of Joseph and he says, "I want to do this not only for the sake of my brother, but more importantly, for the sake of my dad." And then Joseph couldn't handle it anymore. Then, looking at his brothers and with everything that had happened over the past however many years sitting on his heart, and it had been all just boiling up, he shouted at everyone to leave his presence, like all of his attendants, all of his servants, all of his everybody who worked for him. He just said, "Get out of here." And then it was just him and his brothers. And before he said anything, the Bible says that he wept. He cracked and he just split open emotionally. And he wept so loudly that it says all the Egyptians outside the palace heard him. And Pharaoh even heard about it, that people were saying, "Oh my goodness, what happened to Joseph?" He wept so loudly, and then he's looking at his brothers, and they're all wondering, what in the world is going on? You know, they're as confused as anyone. And then Joseph, after he gets done weeping, probably doing like the shoulder kind of thing, he composes himself, and he looks at his brothers, and he says, "It's me, Joseph, it's your brother, it's the one that you sold so many years ago. Do you remember that you did that? But it's me, Joseph, it's me." And they just said, "Huh?" "It's me. Do you remember what you did?" And they did. And it was heavy on their hearts, which is why I think Joseph said what he did next, where he said, "You actually didn't do this. God did this. You didn't send me to Egypt. God sent me to Egypt. God did this." And think about what God did. We look at the externals, the things that were so hard, being sold by your own family after they thought about killing you, and being in the hands of slave traders and being treated like a piece of property, and then treated like a piece of property again and getting sold to somebody else who treated you pretty well and you did pretty well and things were looking up, but then they bottomed out because somebody lied about you and the wrong people believed them. And he got thrown into prison again. And then he did something good, and you stayed faithful to God. But then you were forgotten about. And finally you were brought back. But all those bad things, all those hard things. He says God did this. But think about what God did through all those bad things. He fed the world. If Joseph hadn't interpreted those dreams for Pharaoh, the world would have starved. So they wouldn't have known about the 7 good years where they needed to store things up and the 7 bad years that were coming. They wouldn't have known. But God put Joseph in a position where someone would know. God did that. He fed the world. And think about what else he did. Think about what he did for those brothers. It did not take them long at all to remember what they had done to their brother, and their hearts hurt, and what they had done to their father, and their hearts broke every day when they saw Dad walk around with slumped shoulders, knowing that they would never be able to replace what they robbed him of. They thought it was a dead end. But Joseph brought all the brothers back together. I mean, God did that. God did that. And then think about what he did for Jacob, the dad, who refused to be comforted, who believed there is no hope, none, who looked into his future and said, "My heart is never going to smile again." After Joseph revealed himself to his brothers, guess what happened next? They went home and told their father. And he could hardly believe it. But they assured him it's true, and they told him the whole story, which must have been really hard to admit what they had done. But it gave Jacob life again. He was an old man by this time, and Joseph had said, "I want you to move the whole family to Egypt because there are more years of this famine coming, and I want you to be closer to all the resources, and I want you to be here, and I want you to be cared for, and I want you to be loved, and I want us all to be together." And they were, and God did that. He gave a dad his heart back again. He gave him the ability to hope. And sometimes we go through life and we think, man, look at all these bad things that are happening. Look at all the tough stuff I'm going through. Look at all the burdens I have to carry. Look at what people are doing to me. Look at the regrets that I carry on my heart. God is still good to you. And he is going to be through all of it. One of the more well-known passages in the Bible is from the book of Jeremiah 29, where God says, "I know the plans that I have for you. And they're plans to prosper you, not to harm you. They're plans to give you hope and a future." And it took a while for Joseph and his brothers and Jacob to see all that develop, just like it takes a while for us to see it all develop under God's plans. But God's plans are good. They're always good. Like Joseph said to his brothers, you know, you didn't do this. God did. And what is God doing in your life right now? Only God knows. But it's good. And as the most definitive proof of all of how God can take things that look really bad and turn it into something really good, just look again at the cross of Jesus. That looked really, really bad. It looked like God was dead. But through that, God gave you heaven. He gave you forgiveness of every sin. He gave you hope and certainty that this life isn't going to get the best of you in the end. That's a good thing. We'll see you again tomorrow when we wrap this all up.